The early portion of my friend Mr. Sherlock Holmes's career is to a large extent terra incognita, as far as these humble memoirs of mine are concerned. In my defence, I'm hardly spoiled for choice when it comes to selecting material suitable to present to my readers. The commissions Holmes received were sporadic during the years when he was establishing himself in his unique vocation, for he had yet to garner the reputation, a reputation I've gone some small way towards fostering, that would lead to more extraordinary and compelling cases being brought to his attention. One episode from this period of his life nevertheless clamours to be recounted. It tells how Holmes crossed paths and swords with a certain adventurer whose prowess as a big game hunter was second to none, and whose escapades on the African continent were becoming the stuff of legend, even as the man himself was entering the twilight of old age. Here, then, is a narrative detailing how Sherlock Holmes, a man of mind, met Alan Quatermain, a man of action, and the dramas that ensued. John H. Watson, M.D., 1904.